Welcome to the Fit 40 podcast, where we take all the confusing, conflicting fitness and nutrition information and break it down so that you can live your healthiest, strongest, most energized life. I'm your host, Brian Fitzsimmons. Let's get it started. Today's topic is how to get hooked on fitness. Okay, just like we got hooked on phonics as kids, we're going to get hooked on fitness as adults. All right. So what we're going to cover today is how to get started, how to sustain it, and what you can expect as far as results are concerned. Now, what are the benefits of physical activity? Like, we know it's good for you and everything, but what specifically are the benefits here? And honestly, I was making sure before I hopped on that I could say this, but all of these benefits can be experienced in the absence of changing your nutrition. Okay, just by being physically active, there are so many benefits. Even if you're not in that place where you want to go all in and really fix your nutrition too, just by getting started on physical activity alone, okay, one, it can help with weight management. Okay, you're going to be burning more calories. So if you're consistently adding a couple of pounds, but you're not active at all, then by doing that activity, you might be able to balance it out and stop the bleeding as far as gaining weight. And you might be able to maintain weight while eating what you're eating. But that's dependent on everybody's specific diet, their rate of gain, how many calories and all that stuff. But for a lot of people, it can help. And when you're done dieting, it is one of the things that is associated with the people who are the best at keeping significant amounts of weight off long term. So if you've lost a lot of weight, exercise being in the equation, consistent exercise is really increasing your chances for keeping it off long term. There's also improved bone health because as we lift heavier things or experience higher forces on our bones, they will get denser. Okay. Lowering blood pressure. Okay. Exercise is just one of those things that improves our cardiac health and improves things like blood pressure, better mood because it helps with stress management, better sleep because it actually makes you tired enough to fall asleep later at night. A lot of people experience this like right off the bat. They do their first workout and they're in bed sooner and they're sleeping longer, and which has a downstream effect that is just so powerful. It really is. It just makes you feel like a completely new person. Okay, and then that would lead to things like increased energy levels and over the long term, reducing risk of certain chronic diseases, improving your balance, which is especially helpful as we age, and then reducing feelings of anxiety, because a lot of times anxiety is just a lot of this pent up energy. And when you have a productive place to put that energy and to push it into the weights or like get it out and exhaust yourself on a run, things like that can help tremendously with that. And I can personally attest to that. When I go a stretch without being active, I am an anxious mess and it sucks. But when exercise is in the equation, it's like I kind of feel like a real person. Like I'm not controlled by that anxiety. Now, this is how most people try to start when it comes to getting in shape and being active. Okay, they grab a grueling workout DVD like P90X, like any of those things that have been marketed at 2 a.m. in the morning that promise you chiseled abs and all this stuff, when all they do is hire actors that do basic strength training and then tell them to do this workout for the DVD and say that this is how you can look like them, when they don't even look that way because they did this crap. And it just does a really good job of exhausting you. Okay, super intense group classes. Now, I'm not against group classes. We're going to touch on that in a little bit. But the type of group classes that leave you feeling like absolute death, where you can't even function for the rest of the day, those are the ones that we don't want to go right into. And it could be an average group class and your fitness is just not up to that point. And that's totally okay. But we don't want to jump in head first into the deep end without knowing how to swim. Okay, you don't want to be jumping into really hard classes if your body has not been prepared. Okay, running until you're nauseous. How many times have we done this where it's like, all right, screw this. I'm so sick of how I look. I'm so sick of how I feel. I'm going to get started right now and I'm going to go out for a run. And you run until you can't run anymore and you're keeled over and you're like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. My calves are on fire. I hate this. Okay. And all this does is create a negative association with exercise. So we view it as this thing that's a necessity that we should be doing. We know we should, but we hate it. We just don't like any part of it. And that is the recipe for failure. We want to make sure that we're creating a positive association with exercise. Okay. Now, the reason that most people fail is because, like I said, they're using it solely for things like weight loss. If you're exercising just to try and lose weight, I can tell you that's going to be a fail. It's not going to happen, because when it comes to weight loss, using exercise alone without any nutritional intervention just doesn't work. You can't outwork a bad diet. So if your goal is weight loss, nutrition has to be a part of that plan. And pushing yourself to the point of exhaustion where you're killing yourself is not going to result in outdoing all of that. Okay, another thing is treating it like a chore, where it's like, I hate this, but I'm going to make myself do it anyway. Like, you will have days like that where you have to do that. But if it's like that every single time, then it's, again, it's going to lead you down the path of hating exercise and dreading it and eventually not doing it at all. Guilting yourself into starting, like starting because you're like, I am so sick of how I look and how I feel, and I'm so horrible. I'm a piece of shit. I got to make myself do it. And then it turns into almost like you're beating yourself up for poor decisions. And it's like a punishment. It's not a reward. And it's turning again into a negative association. Okay. Or you just wait until you feel so much shame from falling off your diet. And you're like, that's it. I gotta make up for lost time. And then that again, all negative. Now, let's not do that. Okay. So how should you get started if you don't want to fall into these traps? Okay. First and foremost is we want to create that positive association with exercise by finding something that you actually enjoy, because exercise should be enjoyable. It should have you feeling better. It should be an improvement, not something that you just put up with for long enough. Okay. This can literally be anything that requires you to move your body. Now, some examples are, like, for instance, group classes, like I just mentioned. Okay. If you can find a group class that matches where you are currently at. So if it's like, say, a beginner version of, like, I know CrossFit, certain boxes do this really well, where they have beginner classes and they teach you for 6 to 8 weeks on the basics and then slowly rev you up. Okay. If you have, say, Pilates, there's beginner or restorative Pilates, and then you could start there and then work your way up and gradually graduate to harder and harder classes. Okay. If you want to find a group class that would be best for you, that's one really big thing to look for. See if there are different levels. Is this all just crazy high intensity for the people that have been doing it for years, or do they cater to beginners? Do they have an intro course, a beginner course, and then start with that? Okay. Next is resistance training. Resistance training is one of the most scalable versions of fitness there is, because if you can only lift 5 pounds, you only use 5 pounds. And the next time, if that's easy and you want to, and you are able to increase the weight, you can increase the weight, and you just start where you're at. You don't try and lift what you used to lift back in high school and hurt yourself all over again. Okay, start where you're at and then progress from there. Then we got other things like yoga, Zumba, tennis, pickleball, golf, martial arts, walking, jogging, cycling, hiking, swimming. Active video games are actually one of my favorites. Like, if you have, say, Just Dance on the Wii or the Switch, that is a workout. My shoulders were burning up doing that. And that's fine. If you're doing nothing and you go from nothing to doing like an active video game, like something on the Wii or the Switch, and you're up and moving and you're doing something active, that counts. And then last was dancing, but that kind of factored into the Just Dance video games. But if you want to have like a night where you go out with your significant other, your spouse, and you guys go dancing for 30 minutes to an hour in a class, then that is another really, really good form of activity. Now, the key is that you want to be consistent with it. Okay. The best lesson my mom ever taught me, and I don't know if she would remember this if she's listening, but basically, there were times when I was younger, when I was playing sports, when I was doing something, and I was a big baby. I was soft as a bag of kittens when I was younger, and I would whine and complain like any normal kid. And I would be like, I want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. And she'd be like, that's fine, but you got to finish the season. Like, when you're done and you finish the season, like, we already paid for it, you got to go. Just finish it. And then if you don't want to do it next year, just let me know and we won't sign you up. And I'm like, all right. Fair. So I finished the season and had so many positive experiences because I stayed, and it led to loving it. Because a lot of times you don't love it right away. You need some bad days, and then those bad days have some good experiences in there, and then a lot of good days. And you find that the overall experience you come to love, even with those bad days in there. So make yourself commit to a certain amount of time. Buy a package and go and use every session in that package. Okay. Tell yourself, I'm going to do this for a month and I'm going to do it once a week. So you literally only have to do four times. And then just try it out. And if you can't stay consistent because you're dreading it, try a different activity. There's no wrong way. You can experiment. You could taste different flavors. Like you can go through phases where my girlfriend gives me so much shit about this, but like going through phases, like this is your pickleball phase. This is your Wii Sports phase. This is your walking phase. Just do it. Give it a try. And then eventually something will stick. All right. And if you can consistently stick to the activity at least once per week, like I said, that one time a week, it is huge compared to not doing anything at all. And remember, we're keeping the comparison here because is it going to be as good as what we see as optimal all over social media? No, but we're not at optimal. We're nowhere near that if we're not doing anything at all. So we're not focusing on best, we're focusing on better. Now, initially, this may be hard, but you got to use that willpower in the beginning. Like I said, you're going to have to stick it out for a certain amount of time to kind of catch the bug, to catch those feelings of, oh, I want to keep showing up and everything. And you're going to have to master what I call the inner toddler. Now, all the clients, the Fit 40 clients know about this because it's in one of our introductory courses in the first 12 weeks. And it's all about mastering that inner voice, that resistance that says, I don't wanna. And the key thing really, without going too in depth, is that that is your inner toddler. That's that inner 2-3-year-old that's like, I don't wanna. But what happens when they say, I don't wanna eat this food, or I don't wanna go to school, or I don't wanna brush my teeth? You say, okay, that's fine. Still doing it anyway. And then you got to treat yourself like that sometimes, where it's like you're being a big baby, you're whining, you're crying and internally, and you got to say, cut the crap, shut up, we're going, that's it, done. And doing that over and over again, that conversation becomes shorter and shorter and shorter to the point where you're like, man, I'm going. You don't even think about it. There's no contemplation of, I don't want to. It's like, I'm going. That's it. Okay. Now, what typically happens when it's something you truly enjoy? You can get hooked on it and it, or what did I say here? When it's something you truly enjoy, you can get hooked on it. Okay. You can get hooked on things like how it feels in the moment, the friends that you make. Like if you're at a group class and there's a bunch of people and you're now friends with them, you have another reason to show up because you don't want to be having them be like, oh, where's Lucy? Or, oh, where's Mike? Are they okay? Oh, did they quit? And then you have those voices in your head and you're like, I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to show up. Okay. And then other aspects of your life improving, like all of a sudden you notice, oh, I don't really get winded going up the stairs. This is awesome. Or, oh, I can carry all the groceries in one go. This is great. And certain things like that, if you can recognize them in the moment, really feed into the positive association and how awesome physical activity can be. Now, eventually you're going to get to a point where you enjoy it more than your body will allow for certain types of activities. And then this is where intelligent training comes in. So intelligent training is basically to try and counteract the certain exercises that dominate certain muscles and movement patterns, things like golf, tennis, pickleball, running, or jogging. Okay. When it comes to these, eventually you hit an expiration point where it's like, okay, my knees are bugging me. My back is bothering me. Like my elbow is flaring up. And if you want to continue enjoying the activity, it now requires training that's going to incorporate resistance training, mobility, and maybe even some conditioning. Okay, so some common examples are like runners. They usually need more hamstring, glute, and upper back exercises because when you run, it's pretty much all your quads, your calves, and then your core keeping you upright. And a lot of times there's no development of the hamstrings, the glutes, and the upper back compared to those other ones. And these can cause imbalances and possibly even pain. Okay, golf and tennis. That golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, you guys have heard of this. It's because it's repetitive motion over and over and over again, which means that one, we want to take load into account. You want to make sure that you understand your body and how much it can handle without experiencing that stuff. But a lot of times this can be improved or possibly helped by more rotational power in the opposite direction. Okay, so righties always swinging with their right, now going in the opposite direction and swinging with their left. But obviously, you're not going to do that in a game because if you're competitive, you want to win. You're not going to use your opposite hand. But that's where training comes in. And you do rotational exercises that go both ways. Okay, another thing is hip and T-spine mobility. A lot of guys, especially on the golf course, are super duper tight. Ladies too. And they're going into their swing and they're smacking it and they're doing their thing, but their knee is getting beat up. Their lower back is getting beat up. But then all of a sudden we throw in some hip mobility exercises that open up the hips a little bit, that take some pressure off the lower back, some T-spine stuff so you can rotate a little bit more freely. And all of a sudden now they added 20 yards onto their golf swing, onto their drive, and they're able to go for the full 18 without feeling any pain instead of hitting 9 and dreading the next 9. Now, what ends up happening? You get better at your chosen activity and you get to enjoy it even more because with the resistance training and mobility stuff included, now you can do it, like I said, pain-free. You're going to be better and you're going to like, it's all going to feed into this cycle of, oh my God, I love this. And I love resistance training because it makes me better. Not because I am forcing myself to resistance train for all the benefits. It's because it's feeding into this thing that I enjoy. Now you'll also experience the benefits of the proper training, like more lean muscle, denser bones, better cardiac health, better metabolic health. All right. And all these things are really going to feed in and lead you to living your best life. Now, I guess, yeah, that was my last slide. So these are reasons that you should definitely try and get physical activity into your week. Now, like I said, it only has to be that one time a week minimum something. Just get off your butt and move a little bit, okay? Life is not just about waking up, going to work, coming home, sitting and watching Netflix and eating, and then going to bed, okay? We need some sort of movement, some sort of motion, okay? There's a saying in the physical therapy space that motion is lotion. And it's very, very true because as we stay more active, as we get more active, we are able to live better quality lives and do the things that we actually want to do, not work, not sitting around doing nothing. Like you can enjoy things like when you're on vacation, not having to sit on the sidelines and say, oh no, you guys go, I'll hang back. Okay. When you're older and the grandkids are running around for Easter eggs, you're not just sitting on the chair watching them and laughing. You're running around with them like, oh, let's go get it. These are the things that are to be expected and to be looked forward to from physical activity. So make sure that we start now, no matter how young or old you are, start now. You won't regret it. And you'll, if you do it right, you'll find so much enjoyment out of it. I promise you. So that being said, before you go on to the next podcast episode or everybody listening on Facebook, before you X out of Facebook, okay, pick one day this week, pick one activity and set the intention of doing it for the next 4 weeks. Okay, find a day. It doesn't have to be the same day, just one time a week and let's go from there. Thank you so much for listening all the way through to the end. If you want to see live video trainings each week, get access to all the free resources, and participate in the monthly challenges where I give away tons of prizes, then go ahead and click the link in the show notes so you can join the Fit 40 Family Facebook group. And if you found this information helpful and you want to start putting it to use, as well as learning the skills and strategies you will need to get the results you want and keep them for life, that's what Fit 40 online coaching is for. If you're interested, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes to apply. I'll get back to you quickly so we can set up a call to see if coaching is the right fit for you. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week.